Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
When you hear that music, you know it's another edition of Opinions Matter podcast, although you probably know that from the heading on what you're listening to. It is Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie, who's with me for this episode of the podcast. Very interesting conversation coming up today. It's a subject that we don't talk about too much, and that's about relationships and stuff like that. But when you think about it, relationships, everybody... Although some of our listeners probably haven't had one, but the majority of her. I'm not naming names.
Don't insult
the majority
them.
Of our listeners have had relationships and been in relationships. And even if you haven't, today's topic is going to interest you and it's probably going to divide opinion as well. And I will come to that in a moment. But before I do, let me just remind you of our podcast sponsor, which is Hum. Hum of two M's, H U M M. Or you can apply for credit and spread the cost of a purchase by applying for credit with Hum. Shophum.com, S-H-O-P-H-U-M-M.com. Don't break the bank, break up the payments, Hum it. And basically, if you buy something in Easy Interiors, Easy Living Interiors, DID, DFS, if you're buying a new sofa, Harvey Norman, B&Q, wherever you happen to be making a big purchase, you can spread the cost of the purchase up to €30,000 by applying for credit with Hum. Now, our Katie was telling us on a previous podcast that she did it recently buying an iPad for herself, and she was able to, you were able to fill out the necessary details.
Well, literally 2 seconds at the checkout.
Let's not false advertise. It wasn't 2 seconds.
The whole thing took about 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you bought the iPad.
You go to the checkout. I was on Harvey Norman, went to the checkout. The option came up. I was going to buy it out straight, and then I remembered you had been talking about it here. Yeah.
Mrs. Moneybags.
Yeah. I was going to buy it straight out, and then I was like, let's just... let's spread the cost. And within 3 minutes, within 5 minutes, the whole thing was done, and within an hour, my purchase was ready for collection. So it was very, very, very efficient.
So you shopped Hum.
I shopped Hum.
Shophum.com with two M's. Stress-free spending starts with splitting your payments with Hum. And thank you very much to the guys at Hum for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, we need to talk about Jason.
he literally asked you not to name him.
Ah, doesn't matter. First name.
He literally asked you not to name him at the start.
Doesn't matter. We need to talk about Jason. Lots of Jasons. And as you know, we regularly ask you to contact us with topics that you want to discuss. The WhatsApp number, for those of you listening to the podcast, is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. That number is open 24/7. And we do really appreciate the topics that you send in to us because it gives us something to talk about. But Jason got in contact and he says, people, if you talk about this, people will probably side with the woman like always. Last Saturday night, I went home with a girl I kind of know from Swords, where I live. We had sex and whatever else, and that was grand. I left on the Sunday morning, and that was that. So it was a one-night stand. But last night, she messaged me to say that she is very upset because she feels I took advantage of her because she was very drunk. Now, this is very keen. I want you to all listen to this because I didn't pick up on it the first few times I read this. But... he says, now these are his words, she was very drunk. He says, I was also a bit drunk, to be fair. So I'm gathering from this is that one was a lot more drunk than the other. Would that be fair to say, Katie?
Yeah. One was definitely more drunk than the other. Yeah.
So she was very drunk and he was a bit drunk. So he was tipsy. Maybe not as drunk as her, but still fairly tipsy. I can't believe what she is insinuating. That I am some kind of predator, like accusing me of taking advantage of her because she was pissed and obviously regrets it and wants to blame me for it all. She was well up for it on the night and she knows I was drinking too. So could I not claim that she took advantage of me? ? Is this really the way the world is going? Have I done something wrong here or am I right to think that this is a woman who regrets doing what she did and wants to make me feel bad for it? Drama over nothing. Women like this are dangerous in my opinion. Now, we have a string of messages between ourselves and Jason that the girls have been messaging Jason, because we had questions that we knew would come up on this.
The main thing is, for me, is that he said she was still coherent. It's not like he was having sex with somebody who was incoherent, couldn't stand or walk or talk or anything. That's the main part for me.
Yes. Okay, so we asked him, because we had to ask him out straight, had the crime being committed, is he accusing her of the R word? And he said, no, not at that moment. That word has not been used. So there's no, she's not going to the police or anything like that. But what she does believe is that she was taken advantage of.
I think there's a caveat in her message, though. I would be concerned. I would have concerns if I were him. I think there's a caveat. The fact that her brain is even going there would be a concern for me. It would be a bit of a red flag.
I
mean,
if I got a message like that, yeah,
you'd be very uncomfortable reading a message like that. Okay. I would be if I were a man.
Okay, there's no point in anybody saying, oh, I've never had drunken sex, because we all have. Okay?
Except for Jeremy.
No, I just said we all have. But here's the thing, and I've always believed this. I always believe someone who is pissed probably can't consent to sex. In fact, in several states in America, if you do have sex with a drunk person, you are breaking the law. Now, I think it's different if both people are drunk, but here is the thing. The thing is, she was a lot more drunk than he was. So she was really, really pissed, yeah? Mm-hmm. He was, from what I can gather, just a bit tipsy. Now, again, we asked him how many drinks he had. He said he had 4 pints of Budweiser. Would that get you drunk? Probably not.
I don't know.
No, 4 pints would not get you drunk.
Oh, it depends on the person.
Yeah, but she had a lot more to drink. She was drinking cocktails, mixing her drink. So who is in the wrong here?
No, he told me they did a couple of shots.
Okay, but he still...
They did a couple of shots as well. So let's not make him out to be some kind of sober lad here. He was also... He told me he had done a couple of shots. So...
Okay, so who is in the wrong here? Jason, obviously, is worried because he's after getting that message. And I've always said this. I've said this from the start. I've always said this on this podcast that I don't... If a woman is absolutely intoxicated... Now, I'm not talking about a bit tipsy, but I'm talking about... And it's probably different when you're in a relationship, like a marriage or stuff like that. But when it's a one-night stand situation, if the woman is really, really, really drunk and the man is not really, really drunk, the man should really step aside and say, no, we'll wait until you're sober. Do you not agree with that, Katie?
If she's really drunk, if she's incoherent and, you know, quite obviously not of sound mind and can't consent, yeah. But if somebody's drunk, no, like, I don't think, I'm going to say it, but a lot of people, particularly women, might not like it. I would hate to be a man in today's society. Hate to be. There are so many dangerous women out there, and I think this woman has potential to be dangerous.
No. Sorry, a woman saying that she regrets that she wasn't able to.
But he went back to her house. She was able to find her way home. She was able to have the coherence to invite him back.
I still think, though...
You know, he should apologise?
No. But don't apologise until you get the full story. But I think if she feels... She has a right to say that she was taken advantage of, by the way. She has a right to say that. No?
Well, she invited him back to hers.
Doesn't matter. You can invite somebody anywhere. That doesn't give you the... And again, I want to be very clear. There is no question here of sexual assault or rape or anything like that.
Don't say there's no insinuation of sexual assault or rape or anything. She literally said you took advantage of me. That is an insinuation of sexual assault or rape. That is in itself an insinuation. It's not used in word, but it is absolutely an insinuation. Okay. And I'm like, she knew how to get back home. She knew how to bring him home. I think there are dangerous women. I think there's a bit of regret. And it's easier to apportion the blame onto him than accept herself that maybe she just shouldn't have done it.
It's bizarre, isn't it, where I'm defending women here and you're defending men. But there you go. Anyway, we would like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. What do you make of this? Should he apologise? Did he do something wrong? Who is in the wrong here? We want to hear from you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophumm.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as HUM, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Robbie, what do you make of this?
Hi, Gary. First of all, I think you're wrong in saying that, you know, no one's implying sexual assault, because I'd say it won't be long before one of our friends or somebody online puts that thought in her head and convinces her that she wasn't it, right?
But it's already the thoughts in her head. She said you took advantage of me. The implication, it's no, she's but, already thinking yeah, no, this.
Yeah, you're right, Katie, but I think somebody will drill that home, get her to the point, you know, where she is fully convinced, and she will go down the legal route to try and ruin this man's life.
I hear, let's not start putting ideas in anybody's head.
The idea is there. She's texting saying, there, Jeremy. If I were him, I would be on alert. I would probably expect the guards to knock my door. That's the truth. I would probably expect the guards to knock my door.
In fact, him contacting you guys, is almost him, you know, getting the point out there first, you know, getting his side of the story.
And he should absolutely not apologise.
Because the law will most of the time believe women.
Okay, but the facts of the case were she was more drunk than he was. So when somebody is really, really drunk and you're sober, you are kind of taking advantage of them, aren't you?
Oh, well, as I said on Facebook, yeah, I think it all depends on what, did she get drunk of her own volition or did he get her drunk? Which is obviously, that's going to be a very important point.
No, they were on the night out.
But together, did the article say you were on a date or did he meet her in a club?
He bumped into her and they started drinking together. Like, I'm sorry, okay, so but Jordy, I don't so think
I guess
he's done Jordy
had a couple of drinks
here.
On her then.
Yes.
No, I'm agreeing with you, Katie.
Do you mind me asking, Robbie, are you single?
At the moment, I am, yes.
How do you find it, genuinely? Because I can't understand, obviously, being a woman, I can't understand from a man's position what it's like to try and navigate this kind of shit in today's society.
I'm too old for it. I'm past past the age where I'm picking up, you know, young ones in a nightclub now.
But what do you mean to navigate? It's very simple.
But he was drinking,
the rules
too.
Are, yes, but if the woman is absolutely legless and can't even stand up, yeah, if she can't stand up. No, I'm not saying that was the case with Jason's situation. I'm not saying that's the case for one moment, but what I am saying is that...
But she wasn't legless. She was able to stand up. She was able to find her way home.
Even if she was fairly drunk and she threw himself at him, and he obviously, he admitted to having a few drinks himself. He said he wasn't as drunk. But I mean, like, I've often said, you know, people have asked me on a Sunday, say, "Oh, you were pissed last night." Oh, I wasn't that bad when I don't remember a single thing about what happened the previous night.
Angela says, "I texted her to say you invited me back. You wanted sex. You didn't say no. The following morning, you didn't say anything. I'm sorry. You regret it. Take care." I agree with Angela, because why would you? Yeah, accept any liability for this. Putting that in a text.
No, he shouldn't accept liability. Absolutely no. Not. He should not accept liability, because
I think it sounds like the young one regretted it.
She probably thought it was, you know, this was the beginning of our love story. But it was just a night of sex where the man viewed it as just a night of sex.
Why, if he was drinking as well, then why are we not saying, well, maybe she brought him home?
Well, he said
she,
in the message that he could claim it.
Because she, well, he's not the one giving out,
you know,
about
it. This is a very dangerous world for men.
Oh,
it's
here
a
we
very,
go.
It is a very...
No, I'm sorry, Jeremy.
I know there's an epidemic of violence against women, but that's another day's conversation. But there are a cohort of women out there who are dangerous women who can ruin a man's life in a split second, his job, his family, everything. They can bring him down, make his life not worth living with these allegations.
I think you'll find that the abuse against men and violence against men isn't as small a figure as people think it is. It's just not as reported on as much.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
Okay, stay there for a second, both of you. Well, you obviously have to stay here, Kate. You're sitting in the seat.
Okay,
because I just saw a message on our Facebook page, and we've got them on, from you, Simon, that will probably annoy a lot of people, because you believe this man is completely in the wrong, is he?
Oh yeah, big time. I mean, if you're going to have sex with someone and they're under the influence of drink, doesn't matter if they've only had one drink, it still throws off your inhibition, so it's still rape. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't.
What?
Oh, yeah. Like, why would you take the risk? I mean, you can't make decisions like that with a few gargles in you. Or no one. You can't make, like, I mean, come on. How can you consent like that? That just doesn't work like that. I mean, who wants to be having that drunk sex anyway? I mean, it's not, you know, it's no good. You're better off both being sober, to be honest with you.
Now, you said, though, one drink, now she obviously had a couple of drinks. Are you saying that this, even if she only had one drink, he'd be a predator?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He'd be a predator because it's going to lower your inhibitions. I mean, geez, you can't even have one drink and drive a car, can you? I mean, it's still, you may not think it's affecting you, but it's affecting you, all right? It's affecting your decision making.
I'm very surprised at that coming from a man who would know like in society, how a lot of men can have their lives and have had their lives ruined by women who have an agenda or are just simply dangerous or want the drama.
Yeah, well, why would you be stupid enough to go near any woman like that? Because clearly she's no respect for herself, and clearly she's...
No, but hang on, let's get back to the one. So you're saying that if, in for argument's sake, if I was single and I went out tonight and met a woman, had one glass of wine each, and I went back and we had sex, that is sexual assault. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's no proper way of consenting. I mean, you're under the influence of alcohol, especially how strong is wine.
No,
you know,
one glass of wine, though.
One glass of wine, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to throw you off. It's whatever amount of units is in it, they're going to affect you.
So anybody here, say there for a second, Simon, if you've ever had sex with someone after even one glass of wine, basically what Simon is saying is that you are sexual predator, just so I got the words right. You're saying sexual predator.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I think it's like your brain. It's like, you're going out to a pub, you're going out to a club, you're going out for one thing, and that's to hook up with somebody. You're going to have a few in you. They might have a few in them. If you don't, if neither of you do, I mean, I don't understand if you're both mildly drunk and it's a mistake, but come on, I mean, if you're sober in any way, shape or form, you do not go near anyone that seems like they're a bit tipsy.
Now, I don't know if you're a drinker, but I can tell you now, one glass of wine wouldn't get anybody drunk or even tipsy. It's a glass of wine, that's all it is.
You'd be surprised who would get drunk off a lot, and you'd be surprised what everyone else people are taking, because people are all on coke and crack and all sorts now. So, I mean, you don't know what's happening, and you don't know what way people are, you know. So,
but you're literally accusing everybody of being a sexual predator. That's hard.
Well, you just can't be too careful, can you? I mean, can you ever be too careful especially when it comes to alcohol? Can you ever be too careful?
So, what do you put the breathalyzer before you're beside your bed, like?
No.
Do you think we should start breathalyzing people? Like, in fairness, I was on your side up until the point, and I was saying, you know, that this fella shouldn't have taken advantage of a woman who was really, really drunk. But to say that, and I'll quote you, that even after a glass of wine, any man that goes for a woman after a glass of wine is a predator, a sexual predator. That's bang out of order.
Yeah, like, do you have...
Yeah, well, come on. I mean, if you're going to go into a situation...
What you say?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So if yourself are sitting there on a Friday night watching a movie and she's a glass of wine and the feeling takes you, you won't?
No, that's a no-go. You can't. It's not right.
And even if she's gagging for it and she's begging you, although I probably would not imagine that would ever happen in this world, if she was begging you saying, please, 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 I'm so mad for it, please, you still...
Doesn't matter.
But don't knock.
Jesus,
don't knock him, Casey, for being a gentleman. Stay there for a second, please.
No, being a gentleman. I think it's over the top. I think saying that someone should be reported for it—that's I find it bizarre. I find it absolutely bizarre. Do you think that this man should be reported for doing something that people have been doing forever?
Okay, here's Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Bobblehead and Katie. Sorry, no, I can't come on today. I have a bit to do on my lunch hour, but I thought I'd drop my 2 cents in. We've had this conversation before, haven't we? And I've said before, the only way to stop this kind of nonsense happening is to ban alcohol altogether. Otherwise, no. You can't be waking up in the morning if you've consented to something and he consented to something, because I'm sure she wasn't pissed from the forced kiss that night. You know, she was sober enough to say when she kissed him first and then progressed through the night, she got drunker and drunker, he got drunker and drunker, they ended up sleeping together. Because she woke up regretting it now, you know, he's the bad one. Well, what about if he woke up and he regretted it? You know, he's just taken on the chin. Just, you know, oh, fuck, shouldn't have done that, won't do that again. But this is the thing now, isn't it? It's this trying to blur the lines on what is and what isn't consent. Oh, you say, she's over 18, she's an adult, she made a decision. Okay, she was drunk, but she wasn't falling down platting. He didn't have to carry her to the bedroom. You know, she made her own way there. So Jason has nothing to be worried about, I would say. Like I said, it just sounds like this girl made a mistake on her end. And now she regrets it. But that's called life choices, isn't it? You make them, you learn by them, you live by them. She made a choice, learn from it. Do better next time.
No, Jonathan, you're wrong. Thank you. The question, yes, she did make her choice, but the question is, was she able to make an informed choice when she's drunk? Again, that's the reason why, and Simon said it, why you can't drive a drink on you, because you're not in your full senses. That is Tina on Facebook, by the way. Sorry, Amanda, I know you wanted me. Tina, you're having a bloody bleak rant about Simon there. Come on and talk to him. Don't be chicken and just message him on Facebook. Simon had the balls to come on, didn't he? And say what he wants to say. So, Tina, if you're that annoyed with him, come on. on. The number is 0858252626. You know the number. Don't be screaming at Facebook.
I'm so surprised at a man saying he should be reported. I really am. I'm taken back by that.
Martin, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How's things?
Good.
I've been in shock after listening to that fella that won't have sex with his wife if she's had a glass of wine. He must have a great marriage.
Well, sorry, are you married, sorry, Simon, or is it a girlfriend?
No, she's not my wife, she's my girlfriend. But at the same time, I get what he means. But I mean, forget about that situation. Look at the situation with McGregor and Keith Hand, because he had loads of money and they were out getting locked and they were out on drugs and everything. And then look what it turned into. You kind of suspect us to accept one thing in society and expect a judge's verdict. And then flip it on its head. Can't do that.
There's more than one glass of wine involved in there, though, in that situation.
No, but a glass of wine can still affect you, and still affect you cognitively if you turn around, and you may not realise that it is, but it is impairing your judgment a bit.
Jesus Christ above. I don't know. But my thought on this is that...
Sir Martin, I don't understand why people are giving Simon a hard time, especially women. There's so many angry women messaging him. He's literally saying that he will not take advantage of a woman. That's what he's saying. And people are going,
He's saying that people should be reported who have sex with someone who has a glass of wine in them. Come on.
Sorry, guys.
You can drive with one drink on you.
There's a difference between having a glass of wine than going, oh, hey, love, keep luring it into her so she'll put out. That's taking advantage of a woman. But if you go out for a glass of wine, Jesus Christ.
Okay, no, I agree the glass of wine thing is ridiculous, but essentially... What Simon is saying, and I don't want to misquote you, Simon, are you saying you will not take advantage of a woman who's inebriated or even has a bit of drink on?
No, of course not. Even the sentence you're using there, take advantage, I mean, it even sounds horrible. So,
did you have a one-night stand when you were younger?
Of course I had, but I was sober doing it, and so was she.
Fucking doubtful. And that's no swipe on you now, but if you're out in the pub and you have a one-night stand... The likelihood of the two of you being sober is absolutely, I don't know. You'd get massive odds from Paddy Power of the two of you being sober.
Yeah, but hold on. You'll all be the same people screaming at the papers or Facebook or whatever the next morning when it comes into what you call it. You see a case like this. You'll all be saying the exact opposite. You'll all be saying, throw away the key, all this stuff. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of hypocrisy here, to be honest with you.
Well, I think the two of them went out and had a drink, like, he probably didn't know how drunk he was. He probably thought he was all right. Do you know, she regrets it. I think one of her friends had a word in her ear.
Probably. You'd never know. You'd never know.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's why it's so wrong for it.
But hang on, Martin. Had Jason followed Simon's advice? So, Simon, this might sound like a stupid question, Simon. If you were in that situation that Jason was in the other night and she invited you back, she was pissed because that's what she was. There's no way you would have gone back to the house, or if you had gone back, you would have just gone back and done nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely no. I wouldn't risk it. You won't take the risk. If you take the risk, I mean, that's just... It's pure foolhardy, in my opinion.
She also gave him her number.
say that
again. She also gave him her number. She said... Didn't you say she texted him?
What?
The guy, Jason.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, she did, yeah. But again, giving someone the number doesn't give you giving you green light to take advantage.
Inviting them back to your house and having sex with them gives you green light to have sex with them, yes.
Okay, here's Graz. Is it Graz? Is that his name?
It's fairly simple. Like, they went out, they had drinks, they got along, they went home, they did the deed. He never called her, so now she's, like, angry. She might have thought that there was something there or whatever, or maybe they were both up for a one-night stand, but... You know, you don't know these days. It's very dangerous for people nowadays, men especially. Like, you could take someone, you could go home with someone, you could do what nature intends, kind of a thing. And then after you sober up, you're, oh, that was a mistake, so you could question it. But even going to nightclubs nowadays, you don't even know what's going on anymore. Like, you have young girls that are under that are after getting in with fake IDs, and that's an issue as well. No, I married the last 2 or 3 years, so I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as HUM, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
How are you, Trevor? What do you want to say on this?
Very surprised to hear the man who has been on this show before putting down women fucking sticking up for them this time, Jeremy.
Well, what he's saying is a woman that is drunk can't consent. I've said that as well. What's wrong with saying that?
Oh, fuck off. What's drunk these days? Did she have 10 points? She had 20. Surely he could have had one. And this bollocksology, him saying, oh, I've only ever had sex sober. Yeah, I'm sure. You must be a fun fucking night out too, mate, which I'm a fucking blow-up girlfriend.
What is that? Sorry, hang on a second. Put the question to him. Is that true? Is that true, Simon? You've only ever had sex sober?
Yeah, that's hardly true. And come here, I mean, I'm not just saying for women as well. I'm saying for men as well.
Sorry, it's very noisy in the background, Simon. If you can go somewhere quieter, please. Sorry, Trevor, what were you saying there?
Right, first of all, this boy went out last weekend on the sauce.
Can we call them women, by the way? It's not the 80s anymore.
Stop with your faux outrage at the lack of women's respect.
Okay, go on, Trevor.
Right, this mot went out last weekend, right?
Yeah.
She had a few drinks, she went home with a bloke, she dropped her knickers, she got rogered, and then she waited a week to contact the bloke because she felt taken advantage of. Oh my God, did he take her power too? Fuck off. Jeremy, she had sex, she woke up, went, oh fuck, and then said, okay, how do I get around this? She probably told him, listen, don't tell anybody you slept with me. It's all regret. You live with your regret, love. The fuck out of yourself. All these girls going out the weekends, they drop their knickers on the fucking for the one night stand, and then they go, oh God, no, I was taking on shots because I was drunk. What about him? Wait, was he not drunk?
Well, there was different levels of drunk, as he said himself. His words, not our words. There was different levels. He was a bit tipsy. There were his words, and she was more drunk. Now,
right. So they were both. No, there's no levels there, Jamie. They were both drunk. The word is drunk.
No, sorry.
There's not stage one of drunk, stage two, four, six of drunk.
Sorry, Simon, your line wasn't up there. You're saying Trevor's a rape apologist. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, because it's like he's victim blaming, turning around and saying, oh, she just dropped her knickers and she just did this, that, and the other. Like, I don't agree with that either. Like, and I think as well,
by the way, I'm not just saying men. The biggest fucking control freak of women ever on this planet, on this show, mate.
I'm not finished.
And you think you have the balls to say, oh, I'm apologising for rapists. You need to grow the fuck up, pal, and put your red pill down and let your boy dress whatever way she wants, do whatever she wants, stop controlling and shut the fuck up. And don't come on the show with your bullshit saying, oh, I've never had drunken sex. If you had a drink, I guarantee you've had fucking sex while drunk. You fool, you.
One drink is not drunk. One drink is not drunken sex, Trevor.
No, sorry, Jamie. Why?
Because one's
why is one drunk?
Because no.
Why is one drink?
Okay, I'll explain it to you like you're a 2 year old because I don't know any human being, yeah? I don't know human being that gets pissed on one drink, okay?
Jeremy, you don't know that.
But what if you have some strong like tequila or something like that and you can't handle it? Like, that can hit you hard. And there's stronger stuff out there, Jeremy.
Okay, what I'm saying is one standard drink like a glass of wine, you're not...
Ah, see, now we're going into standard drinks. So what's a standard drink, Jeremy? Are we talking vodka or Bulmers? Budweiser or... fucking Dutch gold.
But what about women also being able to make, Jeremy, you're all for, you know, it isn't right to have sex with a drunk woman. What about women being able to make their own decisions about what they want?
Yeah, obviously a woman could.
And just because when she made a bad decision.
Oh, shut up for a second, Trevor. Give me a headache. This isn't about a woman being able to make a decision, Katie. This is about whether or not a drunken woman can make a decision, okay? Or a drunken man cannot make a decision. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here trying to defend people. And in fairness, I would say to you, Trevor, that you would completely change your tune if your daughter came home. I don't know, do you have a daughter who's at the age where she would be sexually active?
I have daughters and I have sons, Jamie. If they go and make that decision, then that's on them. I can't control them when they go out the fucking door.
What I'm saying is you would be singing a completely different tune if your daughter came home tonight and said, I was locked last night and I ended up having sex with somebody and I can't even remember what it is. You would be looking, in case you know he would, you'd be looking to find out that man's address and you'd be banging down his door.
No, Jeremy,
yes,
you know
you
what
would.
I'd say?
Yes,
I would be going into a lot of questions. I would ask her a lot of questions. And if I didn't feel like it was a fucking rape or whatever... Then no, I wouldn't be. Because at the end of the day, she has control of her life. I can't tell my daughter, my wife, my sister, my mother, anybody, any woman, that she was raped. That's not up to me. That's up to them to decide. But all I say is,
listen to me for a second. If your daughter turned around and said, Dad, he took advantage of me, I was locked, the room was spinning, and we had sex, I don't remember
that's
having sex.
That's different, being locked in the room spinning. That's different. This woman had a few drinks with this man. Yeah. The two of them were drunk. Did she? Yeah. So could I say then that maybe she took advantage of
Jeremy, you still haven't answered the question I asked you.
I don't even know you asked me a question. Go on.
What are the standards of drunk? What level was she at? Was she at 4 and he was at 6, or was he at 4 and she was at 6?
Okay, you obviously weren't listening when I read out the message, so I'll repeat those bits. Listen for a second. So he says, where's the bit that he says there? I was a bit drunk, to be fair, but not as drunk as her, but I was still fairly tipsy. So he was tipsy, she was very, very drunk.
But she still, she made a choice to go home and have sex. She regretted the next day, get the fuck over it. That's not fucking rape, that's not taking her power away.
Sorry, nobody, ashamed of herself.
I never suggested it was rape.
Imagine texting somebody.
Well, Simon, fucking simple, Simon there is.
Imagine texting someone saying you took advantage of me because you feel, you know, shit about your own decision that you made. Like, if I were this guy, I'd be worried.
All I'm saying is...
What if he went to the guards next day, Jeremy?
I guarantee you she'll go to the guards She will make a statement before the weekend is out. I guarantee you. I'm telling you. There is a caveat with this message. This woman messaged him to basically say, this is him telling her, it's in my head, and yeah, I'm telling you, she'll go to the guards.
Una,
you'd change your tune completely, you would, Trevor. Una, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I want to say about this, they're both drunk. What? So he knew more what he was doing than she did, because he said she's more drunk than he was. So he's more to blame, I think, in my opinion.
Sorry, say that again, and you broke up a bit.
Oh, yes. He said we're both drunk, but she was more drunker than he was.
Exactly.
But he wasn't that drunk, so he remembers everything more than she would.
Thank you.
So in that case, it's his fault.
Thank you, Una. Common sense.
Sorry, Jeremy, stop. I've been quiet here because you have actually asked me to play my opinion down today.
What I said was let the callers have their opinion.
Yes, we are letting the callers have their opinion. But you've actually asked me not to.
You always mouth over everybody.
I'm not a mouth. But the point is that these were two adults, both drinking.
Okay, Una.
Both under the influence.
So they were both...
They were both drinking, but he said it in his own words that she was a lot drunker than I was.
So what do? Do you take a breathalyzer test? See who has more in their system and then decide on that. Where we're at?
No, nobody has
you
a breathalyzer.
You can't go out and have a drunken ride with somebody for on a one-night
stand.
Sorry?
That's a one-night stand that you're saying.
Can I ask you a question?
Una, did you ever have a one night stand? Just get sloppy one night after a drinking session? Never, not once.
No, I never. I was never so drunk I'd remember what I was doing the next day, and I've never had a one night stand.
That's not what I asked you. Did you ever have a one night stand? I asked you. I didn't ask about drunkenness.
I said no.
Your whole life you didn't go out on a night out.
No.
I tell you, it must be one of the rare ones in Dublin. Fair play to you.
I am 70 years of age now. I don't think I'd have even one night stand.
Jesus Christ, when you were young, they weren't the one night stands didn't exist. I apologise. I shouldn't have spoken like that to you. I apologise.
No, you shouldn't. You're right. Yeah, I apologise. That's good. Yeah, thank you.
I respect the elderly. Sorry about that. But like the girls nowadays, it's one night stand central in Dublin. You go in there, they'll drop the knickers out of the fucking drop of a whiskey. Or actually, like I didn't coke, really.
Well, this was, Una, from Jason's admission, it was a one-night stand. It was a one-night stand. The levels of alcohol between the two were very different. And even, Trevor, you have to admit that those are his words. Jason's words were that she was a little bit tipsy and that he was very, very drunk. So why can you not...
He's unconscious, sloppy drunk, couldn't open a blade noise. He done nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong
with him. They both were both drunk, Jeremy.
He did nothing wrong.
Why is he the bad guy? Because he was a little less drunk.
Why are you saying he did something wrong? Why do you? What the hell is wrong with you?
What did he do wrong, Una? Can you explain to Katie and Trevor what he did?
He took advantage of the girl that was drunk. That's what he done wrong.
She took advantage of him. He was drinking too.
No, it didn't look that way to me.
I'll say it again. I've said it before. I would hate to be a single man trying to navigate my way through my 20s.
Just respect women. Just respect women.
If you want to respect women, if they want a ride and they're telling you they want a ride and you're game for it and they're coherent, then give them a bloody ride if you're up for it. Don't disrespect them by saying, oh, you can't decide for yourself. That's more patronising. If the woman wants to have sex, let her have sex. If she wants to regret it the next day, be that on her. Don't go blaming him because you're ashamed of yourself. Ridiculous.
Let's take a break and we'll get Katie a cup of tea and she'll be fine.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, what do you want to say on this?
God, I'm actually genuinely scared.
Scared for who?
Guy Jason.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm genuinely scared. I'm hoping he hasn't apologised. He hasn't texted her back. He hasn't done anything.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't message her back.
As I said, what he should have answered back is, I'm sorry that you feel that way. You invited me back. Do not take any blame for this. There was two people in it. For God's sake. Girls are allowed to have their own opinions, their own voices, their own. They can make their own decisions. You know, we do have jobs now. We can read, we can write, we can vote. We can make a decision.
Like, what is, by him saying, no, sorry, I can't have sex with you because you've had a drink, that's more patronising. Like, that's more insulting. It's like, that's an adult woman who knows what the fuck she wants. Give it to her. What happened afterwards, that embarrassment and shame on her part, that I have no doubt is shame and embarrassment, possibly had a boyfriend and maybe is using this as a scapegoat. Oh, he took advantage of me because she doesn't want to seem like she was easy or she made a mistake. Yeah, I think this is pretty much a case of she woke up, she was embarrassed, and I'm embarrassed for her. Imagine sending a message like that after consenting. Not only consenting, but inviting somebody back to your house.
After 4 or 5 days.
If I were him, actually, like, if you're listening, Jason, go to the guards yourself. Get in ahead of her, because she's going to go to the guards. Get in ahead of her and tell the guards that you are a victim.
Okay.
Because on the same foot then, if we're going to go down the road, if she had sex with him or he had sex with him, he was also drunk, so she maybe took advantage of him. She invited him back to her house.
The thing is, Jeremy, he went back to her house. She knew where she lived. She obviously knew where the bedroom is. She knew everything. She could put the key in the door. She knew where to go.
Okay, let me ask you a question then, Angela. So what happened, but to protect himself, to protect himself from getting a message like that, should he not have played that differently? Because he's after leaving himself way open there.
Played what differently?
That on the night that he should have used common sense and gone, you know, this woman, you've had too much to drink.
But come here, Jeremy, seriously, I am, no, I'm getting sick to my teeth now of all this.
Of all what?
Of all this, like, that the second a woman wakes up the following day after being drunk, she's had sex, that she can scream rape? No,
She's not screaming rape. What are you talking about?
No, do you know what she's doing, Jeremy? She's not. She is manipulating the situation at the moment to play all nicey-nicey. Oh, I regret it. I regret it. You took advantage of me. He goes back and says, listen, I'm sorry. Yeah, you were too drunk. I shouldn't have done that. Boom. Straight down to the guard station. Oh, I can tell. Like, if that's the way she felt, and why did she even text him to say that so? What's she looking for?
Maybe she's just pissed off. I don't know. I don't know how women's minds... If I knew how women's minds worked...
What she's thinking. I am telling you now.
Okay, so...
Women are bitches, Jeremy. Women are bitches. And this sounds like she is a top bitch who is going to go further with this.
I'd actually get legal advice if I were him. To a solicitor. Yeah, go to a solicitor and hit her with a letter.
Jeremy.
You're accusing me. This is defamation. Sorry, you're accusing me of this. Bang, you're being sued.
Kathy Kelly.
Hang on one sec.
Kathy Kelly just said she consented. That is not the question here. Nobody is denying that. Again, if you listen to the topic, yes, she did consent, but that is not the question. The question is, was she of sound body and mind to be able to consent? So the two very different things. Yes, she consented. In fairness, we consent to a lot of things when we're drunk. We've all done things when we're drunk, Katie, that were down to, and I'm not minimalizing what happened here, but down to, at my Christmas party last year on the way home, I went to a kebab place and got a kebab on the way home. I was locked, yeah? Just work with me here for a second. And I went into this kebab place and I had a kebab while I was locked on my way home, yeah? The next day, when I was going in to pick up my car, yeah? Mm-hmm. I walked by that kebab place and I went, Jesus, I actually ate in there last night. And I said to myself, I wouldn't go near that place when I'm sober. What does that prove?
That you do stupid things when you're drunk.
Yeah, you do ill-informed things when you're drunk, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but the two of them are drunk. I would actually argue that there's a bit of genuinely a bit of manipulation going on here from her.
Oh, Jesus, that's manipulation.
There's something afoot. This just doesn't make sense to me. Two consenting adults who knew what they wanted in that moment. Regret doesn't mean you can turn around and ruin someone's life. That's on you.
She's not trying to ruin it. Why do you, Danja, do you think she's trying to ruin the life, his life?
I think she is. I think she's, like, why wait 4 days to do it? Why didn't she say it when she woke, when he left that morning? Why didn't she text him later on? Why has it taken 4 days to do this if she's not going to accuse him of something? Why has she even texted him?
If she couldn't stand and she couldn't speak or anything like that, or she was like quite that's obviously different. Openly coherent, incoherent, that's different. But
this is why, by the way, guys, that rape cases are very hard. It's very hard to get a conviction in a sexual assault case because when it comes down to it, the only people
it's
that
his word
yeah, the only people who know what, yeah,
his.
The only know who people who know what goes on are the people who are in the bedroom. And we saw that with the what's his name, the rugby player up north and the rugby players.
Oh yeah, the two lads, Paddy Jackson,
Stuart Oldie.
Yeah, and that all came down to at the end of the day, it all came down
well,
to.
Yeah,
I didn't
evidence.
Believe her in that either.
Okay, but it all came down to.
But
all this, I had to laugh at all this stuff, the I believe her. It's like everybody tweeting, I believe her. Nobody knows. So what do you believe her based on? You don't know her.
No, but
this I believe her thing came from this being a woman making an allegation. So of course it has to be true. If she's saying it, well, it must be true. Forgetting that there are stories that out there of women who do this to destroy men.
I don't subscribe to that whole thing that I believe her thing, is...
Yeah,
it basically comes from I've
feminist groups.
Well, no, as well that I've looked
up. I think it does.
But
starts with them.
But I looked up the facts of the case, and I determined myself that I believe that this. Now, when it comes down to it, the only people that really know what happens are those people who are in the bedroom. So, what's your advice for Amanda before I let you go?
Oh, if I was him, I would actually go down to the Garda station and
say what? Sorry,
can I give you a quick thing, right? On a certain page on Facebook, I'm not going to mention it to go into it, a girl had put up that she was raped. She named the guy, she named where he worked.
Oh, okay, that's
she
wrong.
Named where he lived. Now, hold on, I obviously won't. I found him on Instagram and told him that he was being accused of this because it's a women's only page, you know what I'm talking about. And he was able to send me screenshot. He was shocked. He nearly got sick. And he was only 24. And he was able to send me screenshots that she was after texting him the following morning, 2 days later, asking to see him again. He said he didn't want to, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly 5 days later, she accused him of rape. Like, how is that right? And that's as true as I'm sitting here, I would even send you the conversation
scary.
That I
that
had
is
with him
scary.
On Instagram.
That is
you have
scary.
A son. You have a son that will grow up in a world where women like this exist. Do you not worry? Because I worry for my son growing up.
I also have two daughters growing up in a world where
I have a daughter growing up in this world.
Where we have incel men.
My daughter's gonna know about consent. My daughter will also know about, you know, taking accountability for her own choices and her own actions as well.
But as I said, I also am aware that I have two daughters growing up in a world where that is full of incel men, people like Andrew Tate, people who follow Andrew Tate.
Yes, but the world will always be like that. The world has always been like that. Dirty scumbags like that will always exist. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that women are, us women, and I'm saying this as a woman, are completely innocent in all this. I know there are female victims.
But you're also saying that
real.
As a woman who's never been on the dating scene. Like, you've been with the one man your whole life, so you've never...
But I would take some accountability if I rode someone and I regretted it. Instead of blaming him for it, take the accountability and live with it. Move on.
Thank you very much. That has been the Katie Mack Show. Thank you very much for all of you for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and you will never miss another episode of Ireland's Only Live and Interactive Podcast. Opinions matter.